Satan in prison will relay that, both of them. When you are not just, when you're wrongdoing to other people, this is Satan. You see, this is, you are not doing that stuff, but you initiate it. Like the stone and the metal stuff that will have a spark and will start the fire. Do not start the fire, because I say cause and effect are not necessarily together. This doesn't mean that you feel free to do any cause and forget about the effect. Then he comes back to it. You are sleepy tonight.
No, I'm not.
As usual.
And those causes which guide the prophets on their way are higher than these causes. That cause makes this cause operative. Sometimes, again, it makes it fruitless and ineffectual.
Oh, before that. Up to here, it was the simple understanding of cause and effect. And you know what the problem of cause and effect is? At the end of the day, it's like giving an address to someone not really helping. If you ask, for example, you ask about the pharmacy, and I tell you, you go out here, you turn left, then you go out of the door, you turn right, and there is one street, you turn right, then first, no, second traffic light, turn left, and then I don't know. Was it help? Because they say there is a big bang, because that's the way we know it here now. There is a big bang which is cause of all the effects, but we don't know what's the cause of that big bang. So it means we don't know what the cause of the cause is. Let's put it this way. We don't say there is no cause and effect, there was no big bang, there is no light, there is no physical understanding. All that, yes, quantum physics, yes. But the final answer is exactly the same. We don't know what caused that big bang to happen. So we don't know cause of the cause of the cause. This is one line of cause, which was the simplest cause. This was cause of physical existence, right? And that's not what we're talking about. For us, we're not here scientifically to know why I'm here. We're here to understand what can I do to have a happy life. Happiness is here, right? So let's go towards the happiness. Then over there, we start blindly. Because somebody's happy, we just guess why that fellow is happy. How? If that fellow shows the happiness. This is the parrot looking at the surface. We don't know what's in all of us, right? But somehow, there are some people they know. There are some people that they will touch the heart of the other people. Are they or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know this little young baby monk?
Oh, you mean the Buddhist thing? Or what? The Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama. His Holiness Dalai Lama. He was a baby. Right. They put him there. Then they ruined his country. He's homeless. He touched the heart of everyone on this globe. There is something in him, in his attitude, in his behavior, in his soul. God bless him. That's how it is. We were talking about that one. So, let's go again. Cause of the happiness. What is the cause of the happiness? For the animal, simple. Satisfaction. Any animal who has a den, food, sex, finished. That's what it is. Animal is here for that. To feed, to reproduce, and to feel safe. That's one source of happiness. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about the happiness with this Majnu. Huh? Ah, there is another chain of causes in here. We know causes that are represented to us so vaguely that We don't really have a clear idea what it is, but somehow it changed our life. All of us, we hear about love. We listen and we maybe touch some examples, but the subject will influence all humanity and evolvement. So there are another cause and effects which are with those prophet ones, means a spiritual cause and effect. That's when I ask, I forget about the physical stuff because I love it the way it is, you know, that I'm for that. But I'm looking for the cause of Majnun falling in love with Layli. If I could find that cause, I will reproduce it, I'll be billionaire. That's what it is, to find that cause. And there are some people who said that cause exists and it's working somehow differently. What was the question? What was here?
Just on that, what was striking me was this pain is evidence of the connection. It's such a profound, talk about cause and effect, it's such a profound evidence of the connection. So it's incontrovertible evidence. And that's the joy of that pain break. Is that it is just such clear evidence of his connection to her, even if he can't see her, the very existence of that is evidence that breaks out all of those other causes.
Exactly. He brings the cause and effect, and later he will compare it to rope.
Yes, exactly. Because it's literally a connection.
No, more than that. First of all, rope, you know, in Arabic, rope is what? Al aql. It's intelligence. At the same time, it's connection, yes, binding together. And realization of this bonding together. Because we are bonded together without knowing it. Because it's there. Just the comfort of existence of other people is something you take for granted. If you wake up in the morning and nobody is in this city, suddenly you're in a state of fear, shock, or something like that. It starts from that and it goes to heaven, yes. That link, that connection which is not visible or knowledgeable, but it's understandable. John?
Minds are familiar with this cause, but the prophets are familiar with those causes.
So there are two kinds of causes. One is why the glass will break. This is physical stuff. Science will answer you, right? The crystals and the shock and all that. Why somebody falls in love? Please do not bring psychology and psychology. Talk about that. Love. He says, huh? There are some people, they know this cause. We call them the prophets, we call them the messengers, or mainly we call them awliya. How do you translate awliya? We call them the good ones, the lovely
the
ones.
Saints, or the transformed.
No, saint has a religious implication. Vali means guardian. Guardian, in a way, the best way, Wali is the guardian, means the guardian. Normally the children, their parents are their Wali. We call them awliya. When from the primary school they send the letter, they send it to awliya. Means the parents, actually. So we believe these people are our parents because in a way they are. They try to give birth to our spirit. They are the second parents to us.
Midwives, in a sense.
No, the grandpas. More than that, the peer, because peer normally is the grandpa. Yeah. Something like that. He'll say, okay, therefore there are two causes, right? Two line of cause. Physical one, the evident one, which we don't argue with, that's how it is. The second one is the spiritual one. There are some people who know this kind of cause. And we know Rumi is one of them.